Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
Right, so let's head over to the university.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm coming too.
I assume we're all going.
Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, making sure.
I just make sure that Charity doesn't leave till we get back. Well, we don't want to kidnap it again, do we?
Obsessed.
Okay.
Sorry, run that by me again. I was brushing up.
I'm just saying, we're going to leave her at campus, but under no circumstances she's to leave. Because we don't want her kidnapping again, do we?
So, yeah, I'm assuming you hand her over to...
Protective custody.
To see if they can help her out.
They can hypnotise her and see if she can find out what happened.
I'm starting to doubt your ethics, Shockwave.
Regressor.
Don't let her go. Hypnotise her if you have to. Find out what happened.
And if that doesn't work, here's a vial of Rohypnol.
Oh, you've all got dirt minds. Right. Let's get over to the other the university.
So, you head over to the university. Can you just make me a... Roll me a bureaucracy as you try and track down the professor.
Made it by one. Made it by two.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, see, you ask around for him and obviously your Echo uniforms lend some weight. And they say, he's in lecture hall 3, teaching year, blah, blah, blah. He'll be finished in 20 minutes or so and then he has a free period for an hour after that.
How lucky is that?
How lucky for him. Alright.
So yeah, if you'd like to go up, you can catch him outside the room or yeah. I can leave a message for him, but
he might not pick it up.
I think it'd be quite interesting to see the end of the lesson. You know, maybe we can eavesdrop from the doorway.
Might get homework.
might be interesting. Pass the time while we're waiting for Shockwave to stop mooning over that that woman.
You'll get a moon in a minute.
Hey, there's no stopping, is there? I'm gonna show you me bum if you keep. See how you slip into the back of the end of his lecture and. See, there's a man in his 40s, slightly greying, very, very academic looking, he's got sort of half moon glasses and strutting's the wrong word, sort of pacing up and down in front of the class as he goes over the finer points of some of the medieval honour system. And yeah, you wait for him to finish. You might find it mildly interesting. I don't know. I'm not going to try and make it up. Don't know very much about it.
What years does he mention?
The main thing I know about it is that most of the things that most people think about it are mostly bollocks from Hollywood.
Does he say that?
In fact, at some point he does.
He's one of those charismatic lecturers, isn't he?
No, he's a bit dry and He's probably the opposite. As he speaks, he obviously knows his subject matter well, but he's not the most engaging of individuals.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
So, yeah, and he finishes his lecture, and the students come out, and a few people. Oh, God, oh, bloody hell, he's boring. And yeah, and finally, the profession sort of comes out with armfuls of paperwork and starts as he comes out the door with you four stood there waiting for him. Or four, if Bastion's with you, I don't know.
Yeah, we need her to put a force field bubble over him in case he runs off.
Oh, good heavens. You startled me, he says.
Strauss.
I thought you were meant to be French.
No, he studied in France.
Ah. But he's even got a French name.
He has got a French name. But I'm not doing an outrageous French accent. Because that's all I can do is go, I'm going to channel Monty Python's Holy Grail. Your mother smells of elderberries.
Your father was a hamster.
Well, I think you got it pretty well. So,
Professor Glamong, yeah.
Professor C. He's boring, but a happening professor. yes.
I wonder if we could, if you could spare us some of your time.
We understand you've got a free period.
Yes, I have. What's this concerning?
Well, it could be connected with the recent invasion of the Earth, really.
Of course. I'm not seeing how I could help, but yes, follow me.
Well, it could be a long shot, but, you know, we'll give it a try.
Spend a few minutes following him through, you know, the corridors of the university as he goes to his office, which is, as you would imagine, the office of a medieval professor.
It's completely bare.
Yeah.
In a minimalist. Wattland orb.
There's just an Iron Maiden in the corner of the room with muffled coming from it.
And a slop bucket that, in the corner. Yeah.
Is that charity in there?
That gentleman is detention, and he kicks the door closed. You don't fuck around in my lessons. No, he doesn't say that at all, and there is no Iron Maiden.
Damn, got tickets for them.
We understand that you're one of the foremost professors in medieval French history. Now, are you aware of the Schwarzer Ritter?
The Black Knight. My German. I don't really speak German, but
do we have a French name for him?
He was a French. Meta-human from French history.
He was set for Sir Lancelot.
The Black Paladin. Oh. Also known as.
Yeah, yes, I'm familiar.
Well, it appears over the last few weeks he may be active again.
So this is the metahuman who claims to be Giles de Morfant.
That's the one.
Correct.
I am mildly interested in him, obviously because of his claims, but
we're quite interested in a couple of artifacts that were due to go on show at an exhibition in Paris, was it? Stratus?
That's correct.
Unfortunately, they weren't able to exhibit these particular artifacts because, well, they went missing or weren't available, and we wondered if you might have any knowledge of them, anything we might be able to use in our current investigation.
We have seen the artifacts only yesterday.
Do you roll me a conversation? There's no straight persuasion skill, is there? It's conversation.
Nope.
I made it by one.
Me as well, everybody. Roll it anyway.
Sorry, I'm sorry for the slight pause. I'm just double checking something. I don't want to give you the wrong information. Sorry, sit down, he says, and picks up a pile of books off one of the chairs and sticks them on his desk. So I was, I received my PhD in the University of Paris, and I studied there at the same time as Professor Jean Renauld. And, well, between you and me, you know, I defended the professor to some extent, and it was somewhat limiting to my career, so I have kept my opinions to myself. That I believe that the Black Paladin is who he says he is. Most do not. They think he's a metahuman who claims to be one of the Mofants. Well, you are asking, so I will tell, I suppose. As I say, I've been stung by this before, but so the Mofants were a family from the early Middle Ages. They were French knights who were, in the minds of a great many, the embodiment of evil. Each generation seemed more wicked than the previous, and the last generation produced the most evil man of all, Sir Giles de Morfant, who was not only a contemporary of King Arthur, but was also amongst one of his greatest enemies. You may have heard of the Forest de Chevalier Noir, is the forest of, translates as the Forest of the Black Knight. It is named after Sir Giles. He was called the Black Paladin, and in the Middle Ages his keep stood in the very forest. My colleague Jean discovered what he believed to be Giles's tomb, although he would not publish such a statement, for he got no supporting evidence. But in my opinion, at least, and in Giles's tomb, John's tomb, sorry. It was without a doubt Sir Giles's tomb.
When did he make this discovery?
This was about 7 years ago.
And whereabouts was it? In France, I take it?
In the Forest of the Black Knight. Legends say that Sir Giles was more evil than his ancestors, because he had a lover, a witch, who matched him in evil, and in their love, perhaps because of their love, they plunged the depths of wickedness that none of his ancestors had achieved alone. In the tomb, he found two coffins. One held the bones of a woman, although even with all the research we both did, we cannot find a name for her. And the last thing I can tell you, which is why I believe he is who he says he is that in the same village that Sir Giles' castle resided near, it is said that Sir Giles never truly died. He said his lover placed him in an enchanted slumber from which he would at some point awaken. And I believe he has awakened. And as I say, I believe that the Black Paladin, or Schwarzritter, is Sir Giles de Morfand. Many think he is a metahuman who claims to be such. And as I say, I tried to support my colleague, and it was courier emitting for me.
No, go ahead, Bullet.
Well, the Black Knight that we met wielded a mace, and it said that he also wields a longsword. Does that seem familiar to you, given your knowledge of him?
It would seem familiar for any knight of the time to wield such weapons.
But there was nothing that you recall that was special about these weapons, given that the character is a sort of legendary persona. Was there anything legendary about his weapons?
The legends indicate that his prowess lay on the horse rather than as a foot soldier. So lance would be his chosen weapon from my research.
Fair enough.
But in battle, many riders were unseated and the sword or the mace were common weapons.
Okay, yeah, cool. Did you want to ask about the dagger, Stratus?
Well, I was going to say that the Black Knight we have encountered has a female companion. And they also seem to have subverted two innocent people into, twisted forms of what they used to be. And yes, it seems like a dagger, which is the dagger that was being potentially shown in Paris, maybe the key to these transformations. Is there anything you know about the paganism behind the Black Knight and his witch lover?
Yes, I mean, I know a little. The paganism wasn't so much my interest, it was more Jean's. But he did write a paper on it, the paper that I sought to defend. I can certainly give you a link to a copy of it.
Okay, anything like that would help. Now, these people are being turned into like animal forms. There was a man and wife. The man appears to have been turned into a griffin type of creature, and the woman into some type of like crow woman, some crow bag. Now, if this is a knight who yearns to be on horse, I wonder if he's trying to complete, his knightly accoutrements by getting a horse made for him.
As I say, paganism isn't my strength. I have an interest in it because, well, don't we all have an interest in the mysterious? But what really excites me is digging up the facts of the truth.
Well, yes, the unknown needs to be bridled.
Was more inclined to follow that route. Maybe I miss explaining him. Not because he believed in what they believed in was true, but because of the roots of what they were really doing. He didn't believe in the mysticism of it. He believed, but it did happen, and the ceremonies and things they performed.
He wants to unearth the history.
Yes, exactly. Although, contrary to that, both mine and his belief that. This man who's walking around
is
thousands of years old. And no, I have no explanation for that. But read his paper.
It
explains far better than I could.
Yes, if you could give us a copy or.
So yeah, he scribbles down a link and a user ID and password.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Sorry, it's you you have to pay to be able to see it. It's some academic papers like that, I'm afraid.
We might be able to access it. Anyway, we charge it to expenses.
No, thank you very much.
So, yeah, I mean, Strata, she would know. You know, a lot of papers are published free, but some are behind paywalls where... Depends on your choice of how to try and get your paper publicised.
Yeah.
The ones behind paywalls tend to have more weight behind them because, you know, why pay if you weren't? Whereas the open access journals can be a bit ropey sometimes.
Paywall, schmaywall. Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Glad I could be of help.
We'll let you know if we find anything.
If you were to capture this Schwartz Ritter, I would love to the opportunity to interview him. If he truly is who I think he is, what he knows would be... Oh, he could answer so many questions.
Well, we'll... let's cross that bridge when we get to it. But, yes, you could be key to interrogation to ensure that we are dealing with someone who we think may be ancient.
Ah, true. If anyone was to trip up someone with a mediocre knowledge of that period, it would be me.
Well, if we can arrange it safely, then we'll try to do so.
Yes. But as I say, we'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but we'll keep you in the loop.
Oh, please do. He's looking quite excited at the prospect of being able to interview what you know is an incredibly dangerous individual.
Thank you very much for your time. You have been most helpful.
Oh, no, thank you. I couldn't have imagined I would have such a fortuitous afternoon.
Let's leave his office.
You leave. I don't know what else to say.
Which way is the car park?
Left.
Go left. Well, I'm going left.
You go left, you enter another room. There's a door to the north, a door to the east. On the floor is a dagger.
Take all.
What does the dragon say anything?
No, it just fries you.
What about this key? Does this key do anything? Syntax error.
Yeah. Insert key in lock.
Fuck key. I'm sorry, I don't know how to fuck key.
Put key in lock. Unlock door.
I'm sorry.
After 20 minutes of trying to find the right words for putting the key in the lock, rage quit. Pull tape from cassette.
Sorry.
Now there's a sign of my age.
Right. Should we use the university computers to have a look at this link that he sent us?
Since we've got a log on, that's a good idea. Maybe we can print it out as well. Maybe the log on's got some printer credit.
Yeah, that'd be 5 cents a sheet.
You got all Mexican.
Sheet.
God.
One sheet.
Yeah, one sheet.
Oh God.
Sponsored so, you by realize,
certainly you Stratus would realise the user ID and password isn't for the university's computers,
but there's computers here.
Yeah, there are, yes.
So I was going to use them.
Okay, so you're just trying to look up this paper, yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, you sign onto the site, and there's a 20 or 30 page paper on pagan practices in Christendom.
Ooh.
And yeah, you spend...
Any etchings?
An hour or two. Any etchings? There are some etchings, yeah. They involve goats.
Ooh.
And
brass rubbings.
And blacksmiths.
Excellent. I'll settle down for a read.
You get a little pop-up window. Andrex, £1.50, delivered within half an hour.
Or available at your local range.
I'm so sending them these episodes. And yeah, as you sort of read through the whole paper, but there's a nice conclusion at the end, which says, such a discovery is astonishing, that a tomb in Western Europe somehow went undiscovered by archaeologists for tens of centuries is almost impossible to believe. Unfortunately, the tomb was violated by grave robbers at some point in the recent past. One of the two coffins discovered had been disturbed, its lid opened and the body interred within, stripped of all artifacts. For some reason, the looters did not disturb the other coffin. No inscriptions name the man and woman interred in the tomb. The architecture, though little more than a crumbling ruin at the time of discovery, indicates they were wealthy and likely of the nobility. The lid of the disturbed coffin bore an inscription reminiscent of that of King Arthur's supposed tomb in Glastonbury. However, unlike the legendary king, no goodwill comes of the return of the coffin's occupant. In fact, just the opposite. Luckily for the world, a skeleton still occupies the coffin. When we opened the other coffin, we found a woman's intact skeleton inside. The woman was tall for the times, around between 1.7 and 1.8 metres in height. Around the skeleton's pelvis bone was a girdle of some black metal, undefined at the time of this writing. More interesting was the dagger clutched in her hands, which has defied conventional dating techniques. The hilt itself was crafted some 1500 years ago, but the date of the blade is uncertain. Though definitely of bronze, analysis shows, in addition to the standard copper and tin, an anomalous material present in the alloy. On the third day of our excavation, we discovered the hidden niche. Inside was a collection of strange artifacts, including a bottle of wine and a helmet in the shape of a crow's skull made of some bone-like material, perhaps from the bones of a whale or other large animals. Between the evidence and that of the paintings decorating the walls of the tomb, it is obvious those interred were pagans. The pagans held a position of authority in that part of the world during that period, contradicts the commonly held beliefs that Western Europe was wholly Christian, with other fringe groups practicing pagan rites.
Okay, so how many artifacts does it mention? It mentioned wine, the mask, and the belt. Did anyone notice a belt?
Yes, the woman's skeleton had a belt of some undefined black metal.
No, sorry. Yeah,
have we seen it?
Yeah, on talisman, crowbag.
Not that you recall.
I'm just wondering if we can, if any of those artifacts may have found their way to the exhibition.
Only mentioned two
that were missing. Yeah. So it's possible that some of the other artifacts were exhibited, and potentially they might have some sort of similar power or properties or whatever.
Maybe we can get this professor to ring the curator up and find out if there was a belt.
Yeah. A very old bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pape.
Le Piat d'Or.
Yeah. Vindepé. Bottle of Blue Nun.
Auswite.
A bottle of Advocaat.
Where? Get the hobnobs out, lads. We've struck yellow.
Oh, you dirtbag. Oh, dear. Right. Well, where do we go from here?
Press print.
Yeah, you can print a copy of it off.
Fantastic.
To peruse it more.
Okay. So, it tells us a little bit more, but not much more.
So, only one of the graves was disturbed.
Yes, that's what the paper says. Yeah.
But both of them contained
Giles's grave.
Yeah, but both of them contained bones. Is that right?
Yes.
But whether the bones that were in the disturbed grave were of Giles, or whether it's the armour that is actually his accoutrements that makes the Black Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Quick, to the armour detector. Is that way?
Where do we go from here?
Right. Well, let's go back and...
Back to Echo?
Yeah.
It might. I mean, I like the idea of just seeing if any of the other artifacts were exhibited.
Yeah.
It might be...
See if while we're on the computer, you can pull up what they had on show.
I can have a look at the museum site, etc. Try and get beyond that into its inventory. Maybe by 6.
You find that the two missing items, because you hadn't been looking for, you're just looking specifically for the dagger. The two missing items were a dagger that matches, what you're looking for, and a bottle of preserved wine as well.
Ah.
There's no reference to the belt. Black iron or black metal belt, though, at all.
Okay. So it was the wine and the dagger that was missing from... Okie dokie.
Oh, sorry, and the skull.
Yeah.
Sorry, so that's 3 items that were missing, is that right?
It is, yes.
Hmm. But no mention of the girdle.
No.
Is there an author? This paper is authored by John, is it?
By Jean. Jean Renaud.
And what became of Jean Renaud?
So are you looking him up? Or?
Yeah.
Roll me computers.
Made by 8.
He was murdered about a year after his article was printed.
Ooh.
Also, excavating the tomb, he had one of his graduates assisting him, who's also disappeared, and the police records has it down as a potential lover's quarrel between him and his student.
So, a female student...
Yes, yeah.
Mm.
And she's never been found since.
What was the student's name?
The student's name was... I've got to think of a French name. Because I'm reading her. Yes, Charlotte...
Depardieu.
Are there any phone?
That is Papa Yogurt out there.
Are there any?
Was it your yogurt? Was it your yogurt or somebody else's?
It's,
sorry, Larry.
Gourmet live yogurt.
Are there any photos of this student?
Yeah. So I'm going to look up Charlotte Depardieu, see if she matches Talisman.
Just roll me computers.
Made by 2.
No, you find a couple of pictures of them at the site of the dig, in fact. And no, she doesn't match Talisman at all. Okay. She's quite, a slight...
Noticeably different.
Blonde, yes, yeah.
It might be worth, making a note of that photo and just... we might be able to run that through the Echo database or something and just see if there are any matches. You never know.
Yeah, there's a few photos, because you've hit them, you hit a few photos of the actual place itself as well.
It'd be interesting to... Well, I don't know if the Echo database could throw that up, but there might be some matches since the disappearance. You never know. Clutching at straws, but I'm not a detective.
No, that's Kendo.
That's me.
What do you think, Kendo? Sure, you know, all the best detectives, they have a, you know,